Well, hello there, Carolina Shout podcast listeners. I'm Ethan Uslan at the piano at your service, and that was a Fats Waller composition called The Viper's Drag. A viper was old Harlem slang for a cannabis smoker. So I hope you enjoyed taking in that song, letting all those notes flow deep into your lungs and into your bloodstream. You know, I've been listening very carefully to Fats Waller's 1935 recording of The Viper's Drag, and that was my attempt to play it just like he did. I even wrote down all the notes. So if you play piano and you think you can take that on, you can go to my website and download the sheet music for $10. Hey, freedom isn't free, and neither is piano sheet music. All right, I'm going to move on from the Viper music now. Let's get back to the drug-free, family-friendly wholesomeness that the Carolina Shout podcast is known for. And what can be more wholesome than a song by none other than Fred Rogers, the singer-songwriter of the hit TV show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood? I'm sure many of you used to watch this show when you were kids, as did I. I remember sitting in front of the screen, snacking on my boogers, watching him put on a cardigan, take off his shoes, feed the fish, and tell me that I was special. It gave me a warm feeling inside, and sometimes a warm feeling in my diaper. But all kidding aside, you might be aware that there's a Mr. Rogers movie coming out with Tom Hanks, and so there's been a resurgence of interest in Mr. Rogers. And I'm getting caught up in the Mr. Rogers mania a bit. I've been watching clips of the show on the internet, and watching it as an adult, I'm appreciating things about the show that I might not have appreciated when I was a kid. The piano playing you hear throughout the show by Johnny Costa is really first rate. And all those songs Mr. Rogers sings, well, he himself wrote the music and the lyrics. And the songs are musically sophisticated. They're geared for children, but they're not dumbed down. The melody and the chord changes contain things that you would hear in music for grown-ups, say in a Broadway musical. Had Mr. Rogers not gotten that PBS gig, he might have done very well writing for Broadway. So I'd like to play a Mr. Rogers tune, if you don't mind, a little number called Won't You Be My Neighbor. Of course, I've been playing a lot of Fats Waller lately, so my rendition is a bit of a Fats Waller-Fred Rogers hybrid. Not sure if there's a market for that kind of thing, but here it is. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Could you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in the beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Could you be mine? Would you be my neighbor, please? 'Cause I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you, babe. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you and you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Come on, please. Baby, I'm begging you, please. Please, won't you be my neighbor living in the house next door? Okay, settle down. Please, won't you be my neighbor? Trolley, is there a problem? Prince Tuesday has a tummy ache? He had how many tacos? And then he went on the merry-go-round? We better get over to the neighborhood of make-believe right away and help clean up that mess. And there goes the trolley. Off to the neighborhood of make-believe. That was my take on Won't You Be My Neighbor by the great Fred Rogers. I made a video of that as well, and you can watch that on my YouTube channel if you're so inclined. I really went all out in that video. I bought a pet fish just for that, and I bought a traffic light. Remember how Mr. Rogers used to have a big old traffic light in his house? Well, I do too now. This was my highest budget YouTube video to date, unless you count the time I rented a camel for my Sheik of Araby video. But the camel escaped before I finished filming, so I don't think that really counts. All right, let me tell you what I've been up to lately. It's now the holiday season, so I've been playing Christmas music. And in the spirit of Christmas and in the spirit of ragtime, I took Silent Night and I arranged it into the style of Scott Joplin. And I sell the sheet music from my website. I know commercializing Christmas is very unusual, but it's there if you want it. Anyway, a few weeks ago, in mid-November, I uploaded a video of myself playing this Scott Joplin-ish Silent Night, put it on YouTube, and then I shared it on Reddit, because a lot of piano players hang out there, and I thought they might want to buy the sheet music in mid-November so they could practice it and have it ready by early December. And I got some reactions on Reddit. JChurch8073 wrote, "It's not Christmas yet. You are the reason that it is snowing in Massachusetts in November. The universe doesn't know what to believe." JVCollin0 wrote, "Thanksgiving is next week, and it's still November." And then the Reddit moderator chimed in and said, "It's not even Thanksgiving. I'm not going to remove this post or anything, but can we don't?" So now it's December, and I'm going to play it on my podcast, and I hope you guys react more positively. That whole Reddit thing did not go as well as I hoped it would. Anyway, here it is, Silent Night in the ragtime style of Scott Joplin. Thank you. So that was Silent Night, composed in 1818 by some German guy, reimagined in the style of Scott Joplin. I have the sheet music for this arrangement for sale on my website, but it should not be played before Thanksgiving or people will get mad at you. I learned that the hard way. I also have another version of Silent Night. This one is in the style of Fats Waller. I am not going to share that on Reddit until at least December 10th, but I'm going to share it with y'all right now. Here it is, Silent Night in the stride style of Fats Waller, straight out of 1930s Harlem. So that was Silent Night in the style of Fats Waller. Again, if you play piano and want the sheet music, go visit my website. And if you'd like to watch me play that, you can go to my YouTube channel and see me play it wearing a very ugly Christmas sweater. I think that adds a lot to the whole Silent Night experience. Okay, I got one more song for you. It's a rag that I like very much. I've actually played it on the podcast in one of the earlier episodes, but I'd like to revisit it. It's called The Calico Rag. It was composed in 1914 by Nat Johnson. Nat Johnson was born in Boston. His parents were Swedish immigrants, and he only published a couple of rags. He seemed to have had some degree of success performing on the vaudeville circuit, but at some point he got tuberculosis and died at the age of 38. What I like about the Calico Rag is that it's crisp, exciting, catchy, and flashy. It's one of my favorites. And so I've been wondering why it's called the Calico Rag. The sheet music cover has an illustration of a pretty young woman wearing a blue calico apron. I don't know a whole lot about fabrics, and I wondered if there was some significance attached to calico, so I reached out to my friend Laura Boys, who is the film curator at the North Carolina Museum of Art, and she's also a costume and fashion historian. And she said that calico is a durable, dyed cotton fabric that was for everyday use, so a young lady wearing calico might be seen as hardworking and reliable. So that got me thinking, around 1914, when the Calico Rag came out, you see a lot of ragtime sheet music covers where folks were dressed up in formal wear. Ragtime had been around for about 15 years, and now it was being played not just in bars and music halls, but at country clubs and posh restaurants. So maybe the Calico Rag was Nat Johnson's way of saying, hey, forget about all these fancy people in tuxedos and silk evening gowns. Ragtime is a music of the people. Of the hearty, wholesome, calico-wearing people who work hard day in and day out. Maybe that's the message of the Calico Rag. And here's what it sounds like. Thank you. So that was The Rollicking Calico Rag by Nat Johnson. Who would have thought that a dyed cotton fabric for everyday use could be so exciting? And now it's time for this podcast to make like a calico blanket and wrap up. But before we roll the credits, I'd like to give a special message to the Carolina Shout listeners. Y'all listening? Good. I want to tell you that you're special and that you're loved. Isn't it a nice feeling that someone loves you? It sure is. And you know what else? There's no one in the world exactly like you except for you. There's only one you. Well, everyone has one doppelganger, but we don't need to get into that. So yeah, you're special. And it's also a good feeling to be alive, isn't it? It feels great to be alive. I mean, I don't really know what it feels like to be dead. It's probably a very neutral feeling, but I think it's preferable to be alive.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day's new and I'll have more ideas for you. You'll have things you'll want to talk about, I will too.
The Carolina Shout Podcast is recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ethan Uslin is the host and piano player. Kate Uslin is the sound engineer. Thanks to Laura Boys for the information about Calico. And of course, thanks to you for listening. See you next time.